Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Erie County Legislator Gene Vinyl joins us now. Gene, welcome back to Hardline.
Thank you.
Gene, what made you want to take this step and run for the Erie County Democrat chair?
Well, I first wanted to just say I just listened to John Davis, and there's really not one thing I disagree with him on. I agree with him on everything that he said. But I think that the real reason is that I'm running is that I do agree with him that it's a time for a change, and I want to work with him to get that change. And I think that because I have a little bit more experience and time in the party, and both as a longtime volunteer worker in the party and as a candidate and, working in our Amherst, growing up in Buffalo and working in our Amherst party, I think I have a little bit more experience, but I do agree with everything that he said. And I do think he's a man of honor and integrity. I guess that, and I think he probably is going to agree with a lot of the stuff that I'm going to say, but I think that we shouldn't have a party boss, we should have a party leader, you know? And I look at it, the reason why I'm running is I want to have it to focus on the economy in a different kind of a way, in the sense of, I believe that one of the main purposes of the Democratic Party is to make it easier for people to get into the middle class and to strengthen the middle class. And that, you know, we have to do that to make things easier for that. And I think that government access should be like open, should be fair. And I personally believe, and I think that John Davis, he said as much, that debate, talking things over, makes things better. It doesn't mean there's not unity. It means that you want to have debate, you want to have openness. Otherwise, you have, like you're talking about the Polar Express with your daughter. Do you remember back before Polar Express, and my daughter, we watched it. I've watched that show literally 50 times, that movie. But that the Emperor's New Clothes is that if you don't have debate, then sometimes leaders get told what they want to hear as opposed to what's really happening. So I think that when he talks about silencing debate, that's not unity. That's silencing debate. You know, so debate is good because it makes it when you. That's why I really don't like it when people do think of the press as the enemy. Like you say that so many people don't want to go on your show. Why? There's a debate that makes the community better. People start thinking about things on both sides. So, and I think also that there should be, openness and fairness. There should be openness on with information that all people can access. And on government jobs, that there should be access, fairness, knowledge. And you shouldn't have to be someone's brother-in-law to get a job or to get a benefit or it's voted for any person. Ultimately, whether you're in the Democrat or Republican, we're all trying to make this whole community better, you know? So I do think that there's 14 years is a long time for one person to have a job. For example, Just we couldn't even get the debate to the floor for political reasons, not because of the legislatures, on the legislature to vote for term limits. John, I was under pressure, not even to second John Bernays's to vote for term limits. So there would be no discussion. And there ended up being no discussion because it was only the two of us, I think, that voted to have that debate, maybe one other. But anyway, bottom line is that's why I'm running, is that I think that we should have party leaders so that make it easier for anyone. 40% of our county is registered Democrat. All those, every person who's a Democrat should have a path to being on the committee and on all decisions and being informed of things. And anyone who wants to become a Democrat or who's interested in the Democratic Party should have a path and a way and a voice to make that possible.
Well, Gene, I'm so glad you said about the media thing, because, you know, obviously I've been critical of things you voted for. I've been critical of statements you've made. It's never been personal, and you've always been open to coming on the show, and I appreciate that. I mean, Jeremy Zellner is the chair of the party and literally has me blocked on all social media. I mean, that's kind of weird to me.
Well, the thing is that, like, I'm a lawyer, so I happen to be at a CLE for lawyers in Chicago. And actually, Kennedy was here, so I know he was out of here. But they, but anyway, bottom line is that the, you know, that Seventh Amendment is the right to a jury in a civil case, and we're the only country in the world that has it. And so that is something I think should be fought for. And just like people fight for the Second Amendment, and I do think, I believe in, you know, the Second Amendment 100%. I just believe, you know, there should be, can be restrictions just as there are on free speech. But the freedom of the press isn't for the press. The freedom of the press is for citizens. The reason why we have freedom of the press isn't for you. It's for the people listening to you so that they have open dialogue. So we can't be making the press the enemy. And yes, everyone's not going to agree with us. And sometimes my one friend who's is gone now, but she was a reporter in Berlin, and she did a story on the election here in Buffalo. And I said, you took exactly what we said, and we wrote it down word for word, and we all look like a bunch of idiots, except my husband. He was the only one out of this whole article of 30 people. He looked like he was a genius. The rest of us look like idiots. She laughed, but it's like, you know, sometimes people say stupid things, including politicians. And they, you know, sometimes that's reported, but it doesn't, you know, if it's fair and honest reporting, you know, that we have to live with that. Why? Because our ideas aren't the only ideas. That's what I was meaning about the budget, is that, like, it's not just politics.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
That should have access to that. It's everyone. I'm not talking about party leaders. I'm talking about everyone should have a fair opportunity, because it's all of our money, to talk about it a little bit before the meeting when everything's finalized. So the thing, and it's not just the budget, it's all things like that. I fought this year to change the notice of a public hearing from, and it didn't even get to a, we're doing it on a trial basis. I wanted it to have like a couple of weeks, like at mandatory notice, but they agreed to try it out to have 7 days notice instead of just a couple of days notice. If people want to get involved, you're trying to make it easier for them, not harder for them. And people, someone will give you an idea that you didn't even think about that is way better than what anything you thought of or I thought of. So that's why I think that that unity isn't silencing. Unity is debate and letting people talk and letting every voice, the person who doesn't disagree with you, is the person you want to hear the most from, because you want to hear why they don't agree with you. And what can you do? There's truth at the bottom of their statement, just as there's truth at the bottom of your statement. And it's usually the baloney on top that separates us. And when you really get to the heart of it, they might say, oh, you know, you're fat, or oh, this. But what they really mean is, I want to be heard and I want to have a voice at the table. And that's a really valid point. You know, so you have to get beyond the, you know, the discomfort of listening to people who don't agree with you. That's why I think, like John was saying, that he has so many years as an engineer and working in big construction projects, which is great. And again, I think John is a person of integrity, and I do. I'm glad that he's running. And that as a lawyer, we're so used to hearing the other side all the time. And that's how you hone the truth. And so people to be so thin skinned that you can't hear the other side isn't right. Or you don't respect the other side's actual, what they're saying and their voice.
Hey, Gene.
So, yeah.
I want to ask you, I know you said you agree with everything, with almost everything John said, but I do want to ask you about the Democratic Socialist agenda. Do you think that is the direction the Democratic Party, either nationally or here in Erie County, is moving?
Okay, well, I'm not a, you know, I don't have all the stats on this, but my own personal belief is I don't think people voted for socialism. I think they voted for change. And the only change that was offered was somebody with that demarcation. I mean, I've had a small business, you know, my whole life. I grew up in a small business. I am, you know, I got awards from small business groups and large business groups my whole life. And I started the small business committee. I think that small business is the backbone of America. And I do think that like small business is different than, you know, big, huge corporate access, if you look at it. So I'm more of a small business style person and try to do everything to help small businesses. But the thing that they're looking at is that in I'm an economics major and philosophy major in college, that in economics, that when you have these big corporations that have that government thing saying that stockholders aren't personally liable, that's not a natural thing. That is something that's created to let capital go into large corporations. And they have, so you have all these stockholders who are so worried about the quarterly, not even quarterly, daily profits for stockholders. And the stockholder isn't the only reason for a business. So I think that capitalism, the reason why America is as great as it is because I think of small business, and that with these large corporate things like, you know, the Walmarts taking all the wealth and the Amazons taking all the wealth, the profit to another place, not Buffalo, that I think that there needs to be some kind of protections. Like I do believe like in unemployment insurance, I do believe, you know, if somebody loses their job, the employer should put in for unemployment so that they have income for that. I do believe in workers' comp, you know, that people should get paid if they're hurt at work for their time. So, I mean, we do need safeguards. I really don't, I mean, and I do like the fire department. I do like to have a police department. I do like to have roads and bridges. So I do, government is a factor in the economy in so many ways, but I, you know, and the people that sometimes yell most about it, I think you've had a government job your entire life. You know, I've been in the private sector, you know, my entire life, except for as a county legislator job. So the thing is that I do think it's more that they were looking for change than that they're looking for, you know, that they're looking for socialism in the sense of, you know, pure socialism.
Gene, I have one question about the county, and you spoke about the economy. I was in Monroe County on Wednesday, and I went to a gas station. It was not a sale day or anything, and the gas was $3.98. I come back to Erie County the same day, and the gas station right here by the station was $4.18. Is there any chance that Erie County will revisit pausing past $2 on the gas tax?
Well, you know, I voted for it again. Well, maybe you don't know. I voted for it again this year, to the consternation of others. And but I do think that they had felt that that there was that the tax cap wasn't passed down to the people based on the study of the two counties. But it wasn't just the two counties; it's the whole whole. Statistical, you know, the whole like our, it's a metropolitan area. So that didn't just do our county. It did all of our eight counties, you know, and that comparison, but that made it feel like that it wasn't being passed down by the person. So I voted for the cap and I would do it again. I believe that money is better in people's hands because it goes through the economy so much more. So I actually try to vote for lower taxes in all ways. Like I voted for that tax cap then. I vote for it again. I want to vote. We have a tax cap. I'm voting, fighting for the senior tax to be the senior, which is a break that seniors have had since 1960s or I think it is or 70s. And all I'm trying to do is get it up to the level of cost of living adjustment of how much it was 8 years ago and how much it is now. And I'm getting so much pushback. So I'm for lowering taxes wherever they can be lowered. And I know that in the county point of view, that because we have a tax cap, this might be too much information, but that because we have a tax cap, we can't vote over the tax cap. So every time you lower taxes, our levy goes down and then it can't go up more because no one's going to vote. I would never vote to go over the tax cap. If you go over the tax cap, then it makes the county individually liable to pay the total amount of Medicaid instead of capping it. This might be too information for that question, but in answer to the question, I would vote again for that. Your exact statement of what you found Wednesday is a perfect ammunition against what people were voting against.
Well, Gene, I took pictures of it. If you need pictures, I will. I'll be glad to send it to you. I gotta go. Appreciate the time, and I know we'll talk before Election Day, Gene. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here. Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.